You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Gonna take it.
And basketball analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know, what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent, I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it.
Okay, folks, it's that time for the Bob Ryan, Gary Tagway podcast and Zoom right here on CLNS. And we are sponsored by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Score this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. Okay, Robert, lots of offense. We've seen it. We've talked about it. And you and I have been ambivalent when it comes to the in-season tournament. I think that more people like it than not. I think there have been some people that weren't too sure about it, but once they watch the games, they go, this is pretty cool. And it has made for more competitive basketball. Now, let's get to the issue at hand. It was the Boston Celtics against the Chicago Bulls, a game that the Celtics had in hand easily. But because of the way the in-season tournament works, the point spread mattered. So the Celtics put the pedal to the metal, and they absolutely walloped the Bulls. Billy Donovan was upset. The Celtics, all they could do is say, hey, those are the rules. Where do you fall on this?
He was upset about one thing specifically, and that was the hack of Drummond, that they chose to foul Andre Drummond when they were up almost 30 points. And, you know, ordinarily you do not do that. You just don't. It's just not even part of the game. It's not even remotely conceivable a part of the game. It's something you do in a close game. Usually you save it for the playoffs, and, you know, you hack a Shaq, you know, in the playoffs. When it's a 2-point game and you want to get the, you know, that's the technique. It's an old technique.
Right.
It ain't pretty, but it's legitimate. But it has no place in general terms when the game's question, issue is not in question. However, the Celtics chose to do it because they were worried about it, protecting that 23 points differential. And they fouled him, what, three times? He was 1 for 6. And all we know is that we don't know specifically. You look up and suddenly you see Joe Mazzulla and Billy Donovan chatting, not heatedly, but Billy's looking, you know, obviously concerned at midcourt while the game's going on. And obviously Joe's reminding him of why he did it. Not that Billy didn't know, he had to know. But whether he was apologizing, look, I got to do what I got to do. I'm sorry, Billy. Whatever it was, we don't even know what he said. But they had this conversation. Okay, now, my thing is this. Billy, if you have any complaint, you don't complain to Joe Mazzulla. You complain to Adam Silver. This whole thing is you blame it all on Adam Silver and anyone else at the hierarchy of the league who sanctioned this tournament. And if they're going to have, all right, so now let's get it to part. That's specifically the point differential. It's bad. And this, I'm glad it happened in that maybe it'll cause enough dialogue so that next year they might find a better way. They won't have point differential. They'll find something. I don't care what they have. Have a pie eating contest, but don't. This is not the way you should play basketball.
How about quarters? Winning quarters.
I love that. The old EBL, the old CBA thing. You got a point for winning a quarter, and then you got points, X points for winning. Point for every quarter, point for winning the game. I like that better than point differential. That's just not part of basketball. It's just not. And once again, this is all stolen or borrowed, appropriated, whatever word you want to use, from soccer, where you have aggregate. You know, Americans aren't used to this. These teams play two-game series, and then they have aggregate, whoever scored the most goals. So you could win a game 6-1 and lose the other one, you know, 3-2, but you win. No, it's ugly. It's not seemly. And I'm really glad it did happen because it is obviously something to talk about. And maybe they'll reconsider next year. Well,
I think it's the optics. When you have an NBA game and teams are scoring a combined 280 points and you have a soccer game, 5-1, 4-1.
More likely 2-1, more likely 1-0.
What have you. So in soccer, if you're going to run up the score, it's 4-1 instead of 3-1 or 5-1 instead of 3. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So it doesn't look as bad. It doesn't feel as bad. And it's also harder to do in basketball. Right. No, it looks terrible.
It does not. And then part B there was the fact that the starters were in much longer than they ordinarily would be in a game such as that, which I don't like on the other level of, hey, you know, if somebody, you can get hurt any time. Somebody can trip over the foul line. Somebody can get hurt and you don't want that. So it's a double two-edged sword there. Both two reasons why I don't like the point differential. So that's where we are now. That's it. That's all right. Now the tournament in general, sadly, they may be getting what they want. I hear the ratings are good.
Well, the Celtics rating for the Bulls game was okay, but across the board, there's definitely more interest. Here's the deal, Bob, is that I think it's working. It's working.
Well, by what criteria you would you judge it? Yeah, I mean the way they're going to judge it, and they love the idea. I saw the numbers on, or I forget exactly what they were, but they're pretty staggering. Comparable games a year ago at this time. And ratings compared to what they're getting for these games, and they're much bigger. And I, quite frankly, don't know. You know, I don't relate to it. I understand that it exists, like many other things in life. I understand they're there. I don't dig them. I don't care, or I don't get it. But I know that many, many millions do. And obviously, and they thought from the beginning, and I just was strange that this was an appeal to the youth market. I don't know why, frankly. Can you explain that to me? Why?
Because I have a 17-year-old, I have a 12-year-old, and they need to be engaged constantly. And I'll use the Chicago-Boston game, for example. They need a game within the game. I don't understand fantasy. I've tried to play fantasy. I don't have the attention span, the organizational skills. The game is enough for me. For this generation, it's a two-screen, three-screen generation. Where they need the game on TV, they need their laptop, and they need their phone. They do. And they have to be entertained in every second of every day. So if something isn't working on TV, they need to look at something on the screen on their laptop, or they need to talk to their friend on the phone. So when you take a look at the Chicago-Boston game, there's definitely a contingent of young people that watch that game that would have turned it off. They would have turned it off and said, let's see if they can do this. Absolutely. They need that's another thing for baseball. Like when they brought up the idea with baseball that they were going to have the game was going to be broken down into thirds. Right. That was one of the ideas. I can't remember who came up with that, but it was a third, a third, a third. Based on my observation of my kids, I didn't think it was crazy. For me personally, I don't need it. But for the kids. The attention span, dude, is that long, and you have to engage them constantly. That's it, Bob.
All right. Well, interesting. It's going to be interesting when it's all over. You know, the demographics will be known. All the surveying will be done.
The thing that bothers me about it, I don't see team loyalty like I once did. Now, this is really old bastard Tangway talking. You know, I've been a Celtics fan my whole life. John Havlicek was my favorite player. I remember guys like Jim Ard and Steve Kaberski when Bob Ryan was a young pup covering this team. I think the trainer's name was Frank Gallant. You know, I remember everybody. And I've always been a Celtics fan. Mm-hmm. Now, I see kids wearing, and my son especially, he's got like 25 different hats from all these different teams. And it's not about the team. It's how's the hat look, you know? And it's, you know, is my fantasy? I got to look at my fantasy team. Well, if I win in fantasy, that means I have to root against my team, or I have to root against the Celtics. I don't see fan loyalty the way I once did.
Well, that's interesting. I can't refute any of that, obviously. And well,
the one exception is like the SEC in football, college football. You know, that won't change. They're crazy.
No, that world that people here don't understand.
Yeah, we don't understand that. But everything else, completely up for grabs.
I've been in Boston over 50 years, and the only time that we got even a facsimile of that was the Flutie era. Was Doug Flutie in BC. They filled the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
They filled Foxborough. Filled it. North Carolina, he threw six touchdown passes, I think, in that game.
And he was from here. He was the little engineer could. Oh, the perfect New England story.
Local imagination.
And he was fun to watch.
Oh, well, he was.
I mean, to get off the topic for a minute, to get off of basketball, to look at the Patriots, people are going to – they're already finding out that New England doesn't have Patriot fans. They like to watch football at home on a Sunday afternoon, and they like to watch winners. I mean, the Patriots are going to go back. You can't give the tickets away. They're selling for undervalued.
I'm not aware of whether that is actually happening.
Tickets are online for less than face value.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not shocked or anything. I just wasn't aware.
But that's what I'm saying. It's all changed. Yeah. Like the loyalty of like.
It's not like the Giants where it's been steady for 60 years that you can't get a ticket and you can't get it. You get on that waiting list and you're there forever.
I think the biggest.
It's still there, even though they stink.
I think the biggest example, and I think it's all due to technology, is the Red Sox. I mean, I was a Red Sox fan my whole life. I mean, it was, if you lived in New England, you were a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
Unless you were out in Worcester and then, you know, maybe your dad was a Yankee fan. But now baseball's too slow. And now it's changed because they took forever in changing the rules. Yeah. But they lost a lot. They lost a lot.
I know. No, it's peaked. There's no question. Yeah. It's not.
So the NBA's right. Adam Silver, whether we like it or not, made the right move.
Well, and we'll see the players, you know, I think they're kind of getting into it.
They are getting into it, especially when they get to Vegas. But, I mean, do you think that Adam Silver cares that Jaylen Brown feels that they had to run up the score? That's nice. Okay, fine. But look, $500,000 is on the line. You guys are making a lot of money. It's entertainment. You're all part of this entertainment product, you know, and they have to fall in line.
Yeah.
And some people like it. As hard as it is, I mean, Adam Silver's not wrong. As far as when it comes to keeping the sport relevant, ethically, we may have a problem with it, but I don't know. It's just
like, I'm not ready. Well, I mean, I want to see how it all plays out. I decided that's my approach now. I was against it. I still wish I don't need it. I don't need it. Obviously don't need it. Never will need it. There's a lot of things that I'm at odds with the majority. And then everybody has got things where they're not odds. They're at odds with a majority. So, but I will let it play out. Okay. And see how it works out. Interesting to see if one of the, not, I won't call them have nots, but one of the lesser elite win. In other words, if Denver wins, if Milwaukee wins, if the Celtics win, Philly, maybe you'd think, Phoenix hasn't been whole all year. They haven't had their new big three together really at all. But if any of those teams win, it'll be one thing. But what if Pacers keep this pace up and win? What if the Timberwolves?
Magic could win it.
I could root for them, you know, as a basketball fan, I could root for the Magic.
I'm rooting for the Magic, the Pacers. I am. I don't need the Celtics to win it.
I'm just saying I enjoy watching them.
But if you're Adam Silver, you want those three teams you mentioned to win.
Yeah, I know. Well, so I'll get my satisfaction if somebody else wins. If the Celtics can't win, I still want them to win. I mean, I have no reason to root against them. I mean, so I'm not going to root against them, of course, but I'm not going to cry if they don't win. I'll tell you that.
it's a neat story if those one of those three teams.
Well, it's something we never, you know, a year ago, who dreamed we would be sitting here having a conversation
right
on this topic. All right.
So score early this NFL season with FanDuel. You know what's America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 money line bet. Look, if you're not good at math, you know that's a good deal. I mean, I'm not good at math, and I know that's a good deal. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is easy to use, so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off your NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. All right, here we go, folks. Now pay attention to this. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. When passing the eye test with the Celtics' success, you know, I look at the importance on the roster as Tatum, Porzingis, I think White, and then Jaylen Brown, as opposed to Tatum and Jaylen. And then I wonder, is Jaylen living up to the money? But you look at his numbers, 21.9 points a game, 5 rebounds a game, 3.6 assists. Is he living up to the contract?
It's going to be very difficult for him to do that. Because I've been saying all along, the number on his back may be physically 7, but everybody looks at it, and parenthetically, it's 304,000,000. Okay? That's what people are thinking about. It's a universal consensus that he's a beneficiary of circumstance and timing, and he certainly does not deserve to be the highest paid player on the team, let alone the league. I mean, there's no dispute there, except for maybe, you know, some member of his family, you know, and he has, I'd like to think he understands this, you know, but whether he does or doesn't, how he plays is what matters. I think that we have to be careful not to go overboard in scrutinizing him too much in terms of he's doing things that are good. I mean, he's gotten them off to some good starts. He's had some big first quarters, you know, and getting them off the starts and putting them in position to win games. He's still helping them win games. You know, we wish he dribbled better with his left hand. You know, well, we also wish that Tatum was top. Tatum's got more turnovers per game than he does, by the way, this year. So I think that I'm okay. I'm not angry. I think he's producing, and he averaged 26 a game last year, but it's not going to be that way with the addition of Porzingis.
Yeah.
It's not totally analogous to what Robert Parrish went through when he came to Boston, or as time and Kevin, you know, emerged and everything, and his shots went down all year by year. His shot totals went down, and yet he walked away with two rings here, you know, doing what he did. So, Brown has to know his shot total. Assuming that Porzingis, you know, stays upright and is in the game, as plays 70 games, his shot totals are going to go down.
Well, I just think, you know, as far as Jaylen's concerned, if he plays great defense, the offense will come. And I don't look at him as just an athletic defensive player. I think that he can score. But I think if he focuses on the defense and getting stops, then the rest of his game is just complete. I think it just falls into place. Now, this is not a knock on him. There is no way, unless he averaged 30 a game and he's not going to, because it's for some of the reasons you just mentioned, there's no way he can live up to the money in the eye of the public. No one can. Unless you score 30 a game, you can't live up to that money.
No, you've got to be, and it's
kind of unfair. It's like, I don't feel bad for him because he's loaded, but it's kind of unfair.
No, it is unfair, except that there is a but here that, you know, who out there wouldn't trade places with him?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, that's the thing. We'd all trade places with him, you know, for that and put up with the flack if there is flack, you know. But he's got to be, you know, if he's going to help this team win and be the player that he claims to be, it's got to be with an attitude that can surmount any this business, and he has to he has to understand that. But I'm not happy with this play. No, I think he's had some games, and that he's still, he's still an explosive player. He's a great finisher. I'm okay with him. I'd like him to regain that defensive image that he started out with. That's all,
I just think defense leads to offense. High scoring. We continue to see it.
It's last night. What do we have? We had Miami went up for 142. It's almost like every night, who's going to get the 140?
Right.
And I need to ask the experts what they're seeing, because of the assumption that the average person, particularly people who aren't that enamored with basketball to start with, make, oh, they ain't playing any defense, And I think the offenses are just pretty tough to stop, frankly. And, of course, the three has a lot to do with it. Not everything, but a lot to do with it. But really and truly, it's every night it's just somebody's whacking up 140 or it's a 130, 128 game every night. It's a different world now, boy. I'm just looking right here. Okay, last night, very quickly, 133 to, I won't even tell you who's playing. 133 to 110, 120, 114, 129, 128, 142, 132. I mean, that's.
I've asked you this before, and I want to know if you noticed anything since. Has the officiating let up?
I don't see this, but I'm glad if they have, I'm glad. Frankly, that's an interesting one. I'm going to have to try and, that's my homework assignment from Professor Tangway, is to observe some games now and see if I see any discernible evidence that that's the case. I'm not dismissing it at all. I just really haven't fastened in on that. But,
here's the eye test. I think it has because the pace has picked up.
Yeah.
I think it ought to officiate.
They're working their ass off. They got to run down.
I mean, they're shooting threes, but they're shooting threes on the run.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, it's.
It's not like walk it up, set a pick, shoot a three.
I'm just thinking if we not in the too distant past, we had an NBA ice age.
Oh, I know.
And we had an NBA ice age. And I remember we were all over David Stern, we being the media, in the 1994 and 95 finals. The Knicks in Orlando Houston yeah. and Orlando, right? And okay, so and Stern was saying, well, you like 2-1, you guys like 2-1 baseball games, we had a series, a finals in there somewhere, Garrett. I should have done my homework specifically, but I know what happened, in which nobody broke 100.
Right.
And that was in the mid-90s. And during Michael's hiatus, that was awful. I hated it. And so I'm not about to criticize what's going on here at all. But it amuses me to see how far we've come in that regard. And you could win. I think somebody led the league scoring 105 points a game in those days, and now pretty much close to the bottom now. And we're threatening all time stuff. I remember being always fascinated by two teams totals, the 66-67 76ers and the 71-72 Lakers. If I'm not mistaken, they each averaged about 125 a game. And that was a standard for years and years. And the Lakers backcourt of Gail Goodrich and Jerry West each scored 25 a game on that team at 71-72. Now, and then we've gradually, changed and people stopped taking as many shots. And next thing we had a finals where nobody scored 100. Well, I think we can safely say that the 2024 finals, there won't be, nobody's going to win a game scoring under 100.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I mean, quickly, just looking at it, and I think you really have to watch the game to determine the, because certainly the flow is not interrupted. It says it's the highest rate. This season, teams are taking 23.7 free throw attempts per game, the highest rate since 2010-2011, and committing 20.3 fouls per game, the most since 2019-2020.
That's interesting.
They're going to the line more.
Yeah, well, that fascinates me, and only because there's cranking them up from Curryland, you know, which I call it, you know, every night. So you're not going to ordinarily get fouled taking threes. It happens, but it's not the norm. So if they are, you know, but there's only two ways to score. It's just the mid-range game is, you know, is disappeared, and nobody posts up. So you score by threes or driving, and then hopefully you get fouled. Very interesting, but this is not hyperbole. It is almost a different sport than when I entered in covering in 50 years ago.
But that's okay. I think it is.
It's totally different. And I like, you know, I'll say this, and somebody might, I'm going to head off at somebody saying, yeah, wait a minute. I wrote a column the night that Magic Johnson had the phenomenal game against the Sixers in 1980. The game six, his famous 42-point, 15-rebound, 7-assist game when Kareem was home with the bad ankle, okay? And the gist of the column that I wrote, and while I was praising Magic for what he did and parsing the wonderful game that he played, was how refreshing it was not to have the game going in, the ball going into the big guy all night and watching these mid-sized guys run around and, you know, play the game, sharing the ball and playing a different game. I was all over that night. And now, of course, I'm the guy banging the drum, the old fart banging the drum, bring back post play. You know, where's Kevin McHale when you need him? So, yes, folks, if anybody wants to dig it up, I'm outing myself here. All right. Yeah, I said that then. That was then. This is now.
Well, I think that we're just a society of. It's either one way or the other, man. We never seem to find a happy medium. We go one way or the other. We can't.
Well, that's an interesting too in sports, because the balance of offense and defense is something that that makes for the best game. When there's a balance of, you know, of offense and defense, and no matter what sport we're talking about, you don't want all 10-9 baseball games, and you don't want all 1-0 baseball games. You want some of them in the mix.
The problem. I think now, because of the gambling era, because of the fantasy era, of what we were discussing, some may disagree with you, because I think the NFL is so pro offense, the defenses don't have a chance.
Well,
I'm with you.
You wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say that watching
a kid watching the NFL. He wants air it out, man.
Well, you wouldn't say that watching the Patriots, would you?
Boy, tough news for the Pats, man, to get yanked from Monday night. Oof.
But that's a first, of course. It is a first for the Patriots to be flexed. Because flexing is only about, what, half a dozen years old, maybe? Is that?
But still, that.
I know. No, there's an X out there, you know, it used to be a TWET, but there's an X out there about some poor guy that spent $900 to fly from out of town to see his beloved Patriots play and had airline tickets and hotel. And they yanked the game on him on the Monday night and pushed it back to Sunday and afternoon. And, you know, I wonder how many others there are. You know,
there's a lot.
Personal lives.
The tickets obviously transfer, but he's going to book new flights, so there's a penalty. Send a bill to Bill Belichick, One Patriot Way. Bob, let's talk about guards. Now, you talk about ebbs and flows.
Oh.
I remember, and this was probably before the Derrick Rose era, I believe. There was a lot of talk. Where have all the guards gone? There are no more guards. Where are the guards? And now there's plenty. It's a horn of plenty of guards in the NBA.
It just jumped out at me when people like, you know, for example, what started my thinking was the, I don't know if anybody in our audience has noticed, some of course our erudite audience, someone has noticed, but not too many people. What an incredible year Tyrese Halliburton is having with the Pacers. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, it's a Hall of Fame. It's an all-star game, you know, resume right now. If they had an all-star game tonight, he'd have to be in it. Okay. But here, let me tell you some names that are having big years in the East guards that, and they all can't be in it. Donovan Mitchell, Tyrese Maxey, he's got to be in it, don't you think? You think? Anthony Edwards, I call him, I'm calling him a guard.
Well, he's got to be.
Okay. Know. All right. But he's in the way. Damian Lillard. Come on. Trae Young, who had 45 last night. And we saw how devastating he can be. If he's healthy, LaMelo Ball. Jalen Brunson had 45 last night. And he's had some big games. And then Murray, Jamal Murray. So, I mean, and then you got his one that in the West has got to be a gimme. And Gilgeous Alexander. I mean, there's no question, right? All right. De'Aaron Fox. Some guy named Curry in Golden State. I forget his first name.
Yeah.
Guess who's averaging 24 points a game for the Dallas Mavericks that is not Doncic?
Kyrie?
That's right. Mr. Bane in Memphis. And here's a guy, his team stinks, but he won't be. But I put him down because I love him, Fred VanVleet. But you go back to the East, they all can't be in a game, Garrett.
I know.
And there's only 12 on the roster. And I got 9 guards here, and they all can't be in the game. So I'm just saying, looking ahead, there's going to be some very unhappy people come January when they pick these teams. That's all I'm saying.
Are you ready to make your pick now, or do you have to wait and see?
Well, I just think the absolute – see, Maxey, I'm a member. Right. I'm regional president of the fan club. He's got to be in. Haliburton has to be in based on the way he's playing. He's
carrying a team.
Yeah. How can you ignore Lillard, you know? Young.
Well, they want Lillard in because he's a star and he's in the East.
And now, Young, I mean, he's a dynamic player. That's for sure. So, and how do you deny Brunson if he keeps playing like this?
Well,
so,
I think, I always think, like, what's the NBA thinking? I mean, they definitely want Brunson because of the Knicks. Young could be the guy left out because I don't know if Atlanta has a lot of juice with the fans.
No, well, I know. Well, but there's other ways to get in the game.
Well, there's other ways. The coaches. No, I understand, too.
I'm just saying there's going to be some very unhappy people, which speaks to the depth of – I mean, this league is in good hands with young talent. We've discussed two weeks ago up-and-coming teams, you know, that are going to be – I call them pain-in-the-butt teams, you know. They may not going to be win the contenders, but they're not going to be tough outs. And they're going to be, and they're good to watch, you know. Orlando being, you know, Exhibit A, there you go. But I just think it's going to be interesting because we discussed the All-Star game last week. I'm all in favor of getting it back and having the conferences again to try to promote the idea of a serious game. But it won't, you know. So we'll talk about the game itself later. But if there's a who should be in it, it's going to be very interesting this year, really.
Robert, thanks a lot. You're going to go away for a couple of weeks. Enjoy your time off. We've been brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Networks. Score this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, get new customers $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 if your team wins.